برزا کنه.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A Ukrainian nuclear plant, which is the largest in Europe, has lost its last remaining external power supply because of shelling in the area. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Authorities from the International Atomic Energy Agency said the Zaporizhia nuclear plant's connection to a 750 kilovolt line was cut overnight. Whilst all six reactors at the plant have been shut down, power is still needed to keep them all cool. Luckily, the plant has its own power source in the form of generators. However, each generator only has enough fuel for 10 days. Plant engineers are hurriedly working to repair the damaged line. I'm Karen Chamas.
A truck explosion caused the partial collapse of a road and rail bridge linking the Crimean Peninsula with Russia early on Saturday, damaging a conduit that is essential for sustaining Russia's military operations in southern Ukraine. Moscow stopped short of assigning blame, but the speaker of Crimea's Kremlin-backed regional parliament immediately accused Ukraine while downplaying the severity of the damage. Kyiv has not officially claimed responsibility for the attack, but Ukrainian officials have repeatedly threatened to strike the bridge. The 19-kilometer bridge across the Kerch Strait opened in 2018. It has provided an essential link between Russia and Crimea. The Ukrainian Postal Service announced it would issue stamps commemorating the blast. The Postal Service previously released a set of stamps commemorating the sinking of the Moskva, a Russian flagship cruiser, by a Ukrainian strike in late May. A United Nations human rights expert urged Japan's government on Friday to provide evacuees from the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster with more support. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say Israeli soldiers have shot and killed two Palestinians during a military raid in the northern West Bank. The clash Saturday marked the latest confrontation that has made 2022 the deadliest year of violence in the occupied territory since 2015. The raid occurred in the Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank, the site of repeated clashes between Israeli forces local gunmen and residents. The camp is known as a stronghold of Palestinian militants, and the army often operates there. Saturday's shooting came a day after two Palestinian teenagers were killed by Israeli fire elsewhere in the West Bank. The military had no immediate comment. North Korea has reportedly test-fired another missile. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
South Korea and Japan are both reporting a possible launch. The South Korean military says North Korea fired a ballistic missile towards its eastern waters early Sunday, but offered no further details. The Japanese Coast Guard is warning ships about falling objects and urging them to stay away. The launch would be North Korea's sixth round of weapons tests in 2 weeks. It comes hours after the U.S. and South Korea wrapped up a new round of naval drills off the Korean Peninsula's east coast, these involving the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea has warned the U.S. that redeployment of that aircraft carrier is making a negative impact on regional security. The statement by the North Korean Defense Ministry came a day after the carrier began a new round of naval drills with South Korean warships. Female students in Tehran chanted "Get Lost" as Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi visited their university campus on Saturday. Activists said he condemned recent protests over the death of a young woman in custody of Iran's morality police. Raisi addressed professors and students at Al-Zahra University in Tehran, reciting a poem that equated rioters with houseflies. This as nationwide demonstrations entered a fourth week. State media said Friday that an Iranian state coroner's report denied that 22-year-old Mahsa Amini died September 16th due to blows to the head and limbs. It instead linked her death to pre-existing medical conditions. Amini, an Iranian Kurd, was arrested in Tehran September 13th for wearing inappropriate attire. She died 3 days later. The United States said Saturday it was reviewing a request for international support from Haiti, which says it is seeking a specialized armed force to address a crisis caused by a blockade of the country's main fuel port. You can find more on that and all the stories we cover at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.